From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. It's good to have you join with us today, and I hope you'll be able to stay with us for the next 15 minutes as the Reverend Raymond McLernan lets the Bible speak.
A warm word of welcome once again. We're so glad you can join us for the program. Amos 4 verse 7 reads, "And also I have withholden the rain from you, when there were yet 3 months to the harvest. And I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered." Global warming is very much a topical subject these days, and we're led to believe that these things are all new, and that the earth indeed is in danger of being destroyed. We're especially conscious of quite a bit of flooding in various parts of the world, but these things are not new as the scientists try to make out. The result of the so-called greenhouse effect is a general decline in weather conditions. For us, it will mean more rain, while for others the result will be extended periods of drought. But is the earth really getting warmer? Back in the 1970s, scientists said it was getting colder. And we wonder, do they really know, or are they just scaremongering to make themselves look clever? What does the Bible have to say about these things? Ought we to be concerned about the condition of the earth? There are one or two things we want to look at for a moment that I trust the Lord will be pleased to use to speak to our hearts. First of all, why do we have rain? In the Genesis record of creation, we learn that the earth was created in a bed of water. Water covered this whole planet. And then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." That word firmament means that visible expanse above us that we call sky. In the beginning, all that was one big envelope of water. It was there to protect the earth from the rays of the sun. This earth was, if you like, one great big greenhouse where the temperature would have been always the same. Anyway, God concluded his wonderful creation by making man. But man sinned against his maker, and because of that, death entered into the world. Romans 5:12 reads, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." So it is that the sin that was found in Adam was passed on to all his posterity. And the Bible is very clear on this, for it says that we have all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. We have all inherited a sinful nature from Adam. Now it's worth noting that in Noah's day, God took a serious dealing with sinful man and shortened his life expectancy from what used to be 900 plus years to just 120. So you see, sin brings awful consequences. But then we read in Genesis 2 that the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. In other words, rain was unknown in the early days of earth's existence. So if the ground was moistened by the mist that rose every morning from the ground, why was it necessary to change that process? It's very clear from these chapters that rain was sent as a judgment from God against sin. That judgment culminated in the great flood of Noah's day. God split the heavens open and sent rain because of man's sin. Now I grant you there are areas of earth today where rain is seen as a blessing. There are parts of this earth where rain must come in its season or harvests will fail. But the point is, before the introduction of sin, rain wasn't needed. God watered his earth with the mist, and that was sufficient. Secondly, what about our seasons? People say that the mix-up in our seasons is evidence that we are nearing the Lord's return. And that's very true, that the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. The Bible says so. But any link between his return and the seasons has no foundation in Scripture. It's what people say, but it isn't true. In Genesis 8, God says, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night, shall not cease." So they're not mixed up. What we're seeing, beloved, is God's finger of judgment in action once again. Five times over in these verses in Amos, we have the words, "Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord." God makes the point that he has allowed hunger in some areas. "Yet," he says, "have ye not returned unto me." Verse 7, "And I also have withholden the rain from you, when there were yet 3 months to the harvest. And I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord." God is just demonstrating his power to cause the rain to fall or to be withheld. But despite these evidences that God is still on the throne, "yet," he says, "have ye not returned unto me." And it goes on to mention outbreaks of animal diseases that have wiped out herds and so on. "Yet have ye not returned unto me," saith the Lord. Isn't it sad that our nation should continue to practice and promote sodomy and all sorts of immorality? People participate in the sin of gambling. We have licensed brothels and so forth. And God has sent bad weather. "Yet have ye not returned unto me," saith the Lord. Our seasons are no more upset today than they have been in the past. The year 1755, I believe it was, saw a period of severe frost that lasted for about 8 weeks. And the River Shannon was frozen with ice as much as 3 feet thick. In 1816, in parts of the United States, temperatures dropped to as low as minus 20 in the month of June. Parts of Switzerland had 20 inches of snow at the same time. It was a year when many places just had no harvest, and some 50,000 people died because of the severity of the weather. "But ye have not returned unto me, saith the Lord." Why have we floods and earthquakes and all sorts of disasters? Isn't God speaking? Didn't we have the foot and mouth crisis a few years back? Did that turn men to the Lord? No. And as long as our government supports sinful practices, God's finger of judgment will be pointing against the nation. People say we have to move with the times, and in some senses that's true. But it's not true when it comes to an increase in sin and immorality. Sin is still sin, and God is still God, thrice holy. And if God judged the earth in the early days because of sin, we may expect him to do it again. And it seems very evident that the present upheaval in the earth's weather pattern is proof of that, that God is doing that very thing. I don't know if you've ever been affected by flood waters. Maybe there have been other instances wherein God has spoken to your heart, and you realized that it was the time for you to be saved, but you put it off. But how much longer do you expect God to hold out? Will he have to come and rain judgment down upon you? Why has God been speaking to you? Isn't it because he desires that you repent of your sin and trust him for salvation? Beloved, judgment is coming in this world. It'll not be destroyed again by water, but it will be destroyed one day by fire. And if you haven't made Christ your refuge from the storm, then fire is what you will have to endure for all eternity. Will you not then quit with sin and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? He's the only one who can save you from the wrath to come. Will you not then cry to God for mercy?
Thank you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the Gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.